Hello everyone, welcome back to Fresh Perspective. My name is Francois Esterhazen and we've been handling 50 questions. We are we've done 45 questions over 9 days or 9 videos. Today is the last day, the last video in this series. And if you stumble upon this video, please go back and watch the others. Use the questions and write down your answers. The questions are great. Your answers will be even greater in terms of the value they give you. Those answers are what gives you the introspective or the introspection to change your perspective and actually find a way to change your life, aim it in the direction that you actually want to go, or gain some extra velocity and momentum towards what you are already pursuing. All of that makes sense. So today's question is number 46. Let me show it to you. Of course, this map will also be available to you. So 46 is, if you had the chance to start fresh all over again with your life, your relationships, and your career, what would you do differently? And this is a hard one. I find it hard to think about what you would change if you could time travel. If you could go back, you know, if you had a chance to just start fresh again. But it also means, it's also a question about why not start now? What would that look like? Okay, so write down your answer to that one. 47, can you go back for a redo on any of these things? So maybe you can't time travel, but what can you actually do to restart a certain area of your life? Might be career, it might be relationship, it might be your health. If your answer is no, you cannot go back, are you 100% sure? Are you positive that there's no way at all? That's how I want you to think about that question. Is there's no way at all for me to do it? And it brings you back to what are you willing to do, right? So sometimes there's no way, but it's actually there are many ways. But we are not willing to pursue them, or we are not willing to make the sacrifices that allow us to pursue them. We are not willing to have the uncomfortable conversations that allow us to pursue them. We are not willing to work with our money in a different way so it empowers and allow us to pursue whatever it is that we are after. Number 48, if you live to age 80, right, how many days do you have left to live? All right, so 80 times 365, and then take your age times 365, subtract that from that number. That's how many days you have left. When I first did this, it was quite shocking if you look at that number. You know, you expect quite a big number, and I guess in a certain sense it is big, but not really. It gave me a bit of a fresh perspective, understanding of, okay, this is it. This is how much time I have to invest if I live to 80. I aim for 100, but let's see if I get there. The next question, number 49. How many of those days that you've now worked out are you willing to live disliking any aspect of your life? Now, your immediate answer is none. Of course. So, for example, your work, your relationship, or even yourself, your health. Disliking that, disliking yourself because you're not really in the shape you want to be, you're not doing the things you want to do, you don't act the way towards the people you care for, that you want to behave. Any of that, how many of those days are you willing to do that, to be that person? And now here's a bit of a surprise. Question 50, same question. Same question, because I think this is so crucial. So crucial. How many of those days are you willing? Our answer will be none, right? That's the natural, that's the, kind of the obvious answer. But if you look back at, you know, the last 10 days, the last 100 days, the last year, how many of those days were you actually willing to spend disliking what you do, who you are in a relationship with, the way you are in the relationship, or the way you act in general, the way you look, the way you feel. To tolerate that, to stick with it, to stay on that path. And yeah, probably like me, you'll see there's quite a lot. There's quite a lot of moments where you accept it. You're willing to just live that kind of life, disliking being unhappy or kind of happy or sort of in the, but not really feeling energized and excited. And it's not about being unrealistic that you can wake up each and every morning, you know, on fire. But I think it is definitely worth pursuing waking up energized and excited more often than not. For me personally, that's where I'm at. How can I feel like that more often? How can I act the way I want to act in my relationships more often? Whatever it is for you, ask yourself that question. Are you willing to sacrifice any of those days to on this altar of just the routine, on the altar of I don't want to offend people, on the altar of I don't want to go out of the mainstream? What is it for you? What's holding you back? And like I mentioned before, go through these questions, write down the questions and the answers. Sorry, write down your answers so you can reflect on them. Because now you've reached the end of this series, go back and read. Spend time reading and reflecting. It'll bring you back to the last two questions, which of course is the same question, to really be honest. And maybe once you've written them down, discuss them with people close to you, a friend, a spouse, or a partner that really cares about you, that you can trust, and allow you to give you input. Maybe a bit of caution, don't pick someone that will not necessarily want you to be uncomfortable. You need someone that's willing to make you feel uncomfortable in the sense that they are willing to challenge you. Because they want what's best for you, not what is most comfortable for you. So right in the beginning, I talk about the belief system. We create a belief system designed to keep us safe and comfortable. But that doesn't necessarily guarantee that we are pursuing the life we really want. We might be pursuing a safe and comfortable life. But the new system that you're building and these questions challenge this old system and invite you to create this new one is about risk and adventure. And if you are able to build that system, you know, you are pursuing things that really matter to you. You're risking rejection and failure to get there, to get those things. And if you actually risk and you go for it, there's a chance that you might get what you want. There's a chance that you might succeed. Even if it's just a fraction of what you ultimately want, it's better than not going for it at all. Okay, my friends, I hope that this has been helpful to you. These questions have definitely been helpful to me and other some of my other clients going through this kind of process. So if you need any more help or want to work more closely with me, you are, of course, invited to book a free consultation call with me to see what you need and what I can provide. Does it match? Is there really an opportunity for us to work together? If not, how can I help you find someone that can work with you and provide you with what you need for your next step or your upgrading in your life? Until next time, thank you so much for watching. Please subscribe and like this video and share it with people you care for. All right, till next time. Bye-bye.